All right. It's a good morning to you and welcome. Yeah, today I'm not going to move. I have really disciplined myself. I'm not going to nod my head this time. Though I can really hear music ringing in my head loudly. Good morning to you wherever you are. And those who are following us on Facebook, we duly respect you and you know, keep those comments coming. It's very, very important. But today we want to look at the issue of trust between technology users and technology vendors, those who are, selling technology gadgets and, of course, fixing them, including softwares and, computers. The trust between computer users and those who fix them, those who sell the computers and those who fix phones and so forth. Even to go to the issue of cars, there is an issue of mistrust, because some people accuse them of working like witch doctors, where you go to them for one problem, when you come back you have more problems. So and they cure you a leg and you have an arm, a pain on your arm, you go back again. So that's a mistrust between, tech users and also tech vendors. And how can this technology, how can this be fixed? That is what we are going to be talking about. And if you really want to be part of the conversation, I will let you know when I will open my lines. And you can also, send the message on the Lela Pay, like it's been, like you are hearing. You can also optionally send the message, on Facebook. Those who are, viewing us on Facebook, will be able to get your message. Now, the problem that exists between, technology vendors is that most of them want to make money, and they put money ahead of, humanity and honesty, if you like, truthfulness, to just be able to say, look, I don't know, I can't figure out what the problem is. You say, no, it's this, you need to pay this much so that we fix it. For example, if you go and take your phone to a shop, somebody will tell you, no, it's an ice that needs to be, shouldered on back, and you need to pay $1,000 for that. So you pay $1,000, and you take it to somebody else. They will open it up and say, hey, who did this? No, I did this. Somebody fixed this phone. Okay, but they messed this thing up. There's a part that is missing in the phone, or they soldered, where they are, they were not supposed to, put soldering wire, and so on and so forth. And the phone was just broken when you cannot just hear the other person when they call. You cannot hear them. But then the person that fixed it attracted all lot of other problems that don't exist. And then at the end of the day, you lose your phone, or this person opens it up and you pay your money, but the problem is not out. It's not fixed. And that's number one. Number two is the issue of software. You see, somebody charges you $400, $500 to install a software for you, and this person just installed a 30-day trial, maybe a Microsoft, you know, where do you want to do your assignment? And this person just installed a 30-day, you know, trial. And then after 30 days, it is asking for an activation key and giving you more problem than you had actually before. And if they put a Microsoft, you know, 2007, for example, 32-bit, it works 30 days. Oh, okay, no, I'll put in a key. Okay, it's 250. Then the person did not put in a key. What they did, they just removed the 32-bit Microsoft Word 2007 and put in a 64-bit. So it will also run as new for 30 days again. And then you paid the 250 to this other guy, and then the next time you are going to pay another 300 to the other guy because he's going to completely remove the 2007 Microsoft and put in a 2010 one, which is still a 30-day trial. So by the time you realize that, you have already spent your money in these guys. So our own tech vendors, and this is an international problem. There is a mistrust between those who are using technology, the users, and the vendors. For example, somebody comes and fix your computer, but then they did not fix. They put in a trial version, like I said. And by the time you find an honest guy, you have really spent a lot of money. And the person will tell you, no, you didn't actually need to spend this money, this much. And sometimes you ask yourself, where has this guy been? When you find an honest one, you find, where has this guy been, or where has this shop been? Where has this company been? Because even companies that are busy also rendering services. Some of them, you know, their contact centers don't pick up. And if they pick up, they will tell you, no, we will come and check the problem. And then they don't show up. It brings frustration. And it brings a lot of mistrust between, you know, a customer and you as a vendor, somebody who is a software, you know, vendor or a computer repair shop, you know, can people really trust you? Can they trust you, you know, to leave their phone with you and find it in order? Can somebody trust you with a car, with his own car to fix it, without you having to have scrapped and taken one or two parts and, you know, recommending other some parts that don't exist, or you're creating problems that don't exist because you are short of a certain part and you want this person to, you know, to buy it? You will say, no, it's a gearbox problem, but you are looking for a new gearbox to sell. So you use a customer to buy this gearbox. And then they bring it in to realize that they still have their own old gearbox intact. So can people trust you with, you know, their car or their device? In those days, when people used to take TV and radio for fixing, like hi-fis, you take your hi-fi that was working, you say, no, the cassette just, you know, gets in there and gets stuck in there, or you just need to be cleaned. You take it to this guy, you take it dead or half dead. When it goes to the guy to fix it, it was, you know, when it went, it was half dead. When it came back, it came back more dead. So are we able to say, you look, we can't figure out the problem? I appreciated one, computer guy, and he came to me, I called him to fix my computer, and he said, look, I can't, I only have knowledge up to this. So this one is beyond my knowledge grade. I really appreciated him because he told me the truth as a customer. He couldn't fix it. And then came one guy, say, no, I can fix this one because, and he fixed it. It's working. The same with software. So if you don't have a software, you just say you don't have. But just to go on Google and download a 30-day trial, just because you take advantage of, the ignorance of a customer. He or she is not aware of what you are doing. And then at the end of the day, you charge them for something you have not even done. For simply, downloading, using their Wi-Fi or data to download a 30-day trial, you still charge them again. So that's, when somebody discovers this, a lot of people who fix, there's a lot of mistrust between, technical guys because of the way, people, the way they conduct themselves. So they, these days, we are moving at a high pace of, technology that is developing. But do we trust the developers of technology? Do we trust the people that own the cloud facilities, for example? Do we trust them with our data? And do we actually know what they are doing with the data that they collect from us? And that is a question that is, this is a question that keep echoing in everybody's mind, especially those who are tech savvy, even from the ethical point of view, from the ethical tech point of view, they ask the question, do we trust the people that are, do we even believe that what we do on WhatsApp is really truly end-to-end encryption? Or is this just you and the other person that are not able to get to the other end of information? But is there nobody, third party, who is able to download that, what I've said to you, and store it somewhere where I'm not, I don't know? And then in the future, use it against me. So in the future, use it against me. Right, it's 28 minutes past 11. We will be going for a short break. Then we'll be right back. But the question is, there is a thin line between, trusting as far as tech vendors are concerned. So let's go for a short break. We'll be right back.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
All right. So if you want people to trust you as a vendor, make sure that what you tell them is what you do. You have to mean what you say here. You have to walk the talk. So if you are fixing, make sure that whatever you fix it well, and you gain more trust to, you know, from customers. If you want to be part of the conversation, of course, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That's a number in studio. The question is, can anybody trust you with their phone? If you do phone repair, if you do computer repair, can anybody trust you with their computer? If you do, if you repair cars, can anybody trust you with their car? If you repair televisions and any other gadget, can anybody trust you? Or even you do plumbing, you just come and do one or two things, and then by tomorrow the thing is messed up again, somebody need to call you again. And you charge exorbitantly for the work that you did not even do well. So there is exorbitant charging for something you did not do well. But then you are asking for, imagine asking for 500 or 600 for a software that is not even, you know, it's not even an original version. It's a trial version. So it's how do we increase trust between customers and vendors? You say your internet is the best, but is it really the best? Do the people get, you know, to are the people satisfied with the data and with the package that, you know, people advertise? When it comes to tech vending, are you saying people is a safe application to use? You know, end-to-end encryption, you are safe. Nobody knows what you are talking about. But is it really true? Can that really be trusted? Can anybody trust anyone with their data? So that's a challenging question we have here. It's a challenging question that we need to, you know, answer. Now, looking at one thing that vendors need to do as far as technology is concerned, they need to create an opportunity where people have a choice. They need to create an opportunity where, you know, the people have a choice. And they understand the type of solutions that you offer. You need to come to the level where they understand the type of solution that you offer. Not only solution, but like I said, people are able to trust you as a vendor. And the services that you render. It is 27 minutes to 12. We have more time here on the station. If you want to be, you know, part of the conversation, we can have a conversation. One of the important issue in technology, and as far as, you know, users are concerned, is whether or not they are able to use what you have produced and use it to solve their problems or as a solution to their problems. and whether or not U.S. also have support system in place for your customers. Whether or not you have support system in place for your customers. And whether or not you are your response to their queries is on time. Because you can have good products, but if your response is not quick when customers query, you will have again another problem. There will be mistrust between you and them. They like your product, but you are not there when they need you to answer certain questions. So you are not there when they need you to answer certain questions. You also are not on time. You are not on time. If you say 3 working days, if you give a customer a specific time frame as to when you are supposed to fulfill whatever you are supposed to do and you don't stick to that, and then at the same time you don't come back to them and tell them or inform them that if you don't come to them and to them to inform them that you were supposed to have fulfilled this and you have a setback, one or two problems, and you did not inform them, they'll say, you have lied to them. It also increases mistrust. It also increases mistrust. If you tell them 3 working days we'll be able to fix it, it'll be able to work. Then after 3 working days, nothing. They call you, you give them a different answer. Now the problem with vendors, especially large vendors, with a contact center. When you call the contact center, the person that answered you earlier on is not the one that is going to answer you, so they don't know what you have said to the other one. And it seems that in most cases there is no one answer for a question, so everybody has his own answer, and then it brings problem. It brings problem because people don't trust you. They will no longer trust you because you have different answer for one problem, for one question. Bigger tech vendors, what they've done is that they take their switchboard or personnel through an orientation to say, this is an answer if somebody calls to ask for this. This is what you are supposed to tell them. So if somebody comes and you say, ask for this question or query on this matter, this is what you are supposed to answer them. So if you call, and somebody, you ask a question, somebody takes you through a different, answer, and then by the time you call, you are not satisfied, the other person gives you another different kind of an answer. At the end of the day, you have disappointed many. One customer is many. And if you fix phones or whatever you do, and you are not honest, you must know that one person that you dealt with dishonestly, you have already dealt with 1,000 people in a dishonest manner, and that might put you and your business in, a serious jeopardy. it will put you into a serious jeopardy. Right. We are going for a break again. Then we shall continue after a break.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Hello Namibia. Endera pamwe natse muyuni wa Lela Pay. Lela Pay onkaro ompu womafutiro nokuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodhi hoka tovuru okutuminako omatumaraka goye agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notaga dhanwa nokutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko Lela Pay. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goye mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka Imba nenge hoka ka Lela Pay nenge uture moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya webapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goye. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goye giinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomabaro, no matumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza warapo doranda tu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela Pay oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lela Pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntawe oshari eto turamo o mauthemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe ki mariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo o mauthemba goe hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindimpoka pashangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turua ko Eagle FM, Imba, Lela Pay, nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital@omalaiti.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza ko karandithi, tudengera nena kono rahetatu imwe, mbari nora, ndatongoi, hamano, ndatu, nenge kono rahetatu imwe, ndatu mbari, hetatu, ne, no nora yeriari. Lela Pay, yimo nena, tai adhika ko App Store, noko Google Play Store.
All right, we continue. Yeah. So when it comes to the issue of, you know, devices, sometimes they can be very, 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 very challenging in terms of using them, or a customer, you know, coming in and say, look, I can't figure out this feature on my device. The person is just, you know, exploring a feature on the device. But then you find somebody in the shop to say, if you don't know how to use the feature, just leave it. So this person doesn't know that if you answer somebody like that, you are putting yourself into problem, because even if you are going to market the same device, and you are saying this device has many features that you can use, but if you are not able to explain to people how the feature is used, then you put your shop into a serious, you know, disrepute. And sometimes it's the name of the shop that really gets to be tarnished, the image, just because of one reckless individual. One reckless individual can put the whole, you know, the whole thing into a problem, to say, no, those guys don't fix. But it's only one person who did not do his job very well. And that is a person that can put everyone to be, you know, to be labeled as those guys, that company. So they, or maybe you are on your own as a computer repair, you have your own computer repair shop, but you don't do your job. You know, somebody took the computer to you just for, you know, for you to install an antivirus. But when the computer comes back, it is not switching on. So something is wrong with the window, or something is just wrong. So you have put yourself under a very serious disrepute. Eagle FM.
Eagle FM, friends.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
How's it going, brother?
Good, how's it?
So far, so good.
Yes.
I've been listening this morning.
Right.
Yeah. On the trust between the vendor or service provider and the customer.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that one can be a little bit tricky at times. But I think also on the customer side, sometimes doing a little bit of the homework before you go ask for the service, being it your phone or your electronic device or your vehicle, you know, can also help from getting overcharged or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, on my side of things, as you know me, I'm more into automotive stuff. You know, a few tips I can offer is such that, especially on the new vehicles today, if there is a problem, usually it warns you. On your dashboard, you will see what we call a check engine light. When that actually comes, is the vehicle trying to warn you that there is some problem going on. Those usually you can actually narrow the issue by going to the, you know, service shop, or if you have a little bit of money, you buy yourself a scanning tool. At the service shop, or you find these tools, and then usually they plug it in the vehicle, you know, and it will tell. There's a specific code that the vehicle will tell you. It's usually a letter and some numbers, and that tells you what exactly is going on with your vehicle.
It's an error code.
An error code.
Yeah.
And in the automotive language, they call it a DTC, diagnostic trouble code. When you get that code, and the service provider tell you, okay, this is the code we are seeing and stuff. Sometimes before you commit to fixing the vehicle, you can just type it in Google. There's a lot of information that you will find to tell you exactly what area of the vehicle have issues. Usually, you know, I mean, they are pretty well documented and they are standardized by the OBD2 standard. For example, things such as if you get a P code, you know that, okay, it's something related to the powertrain, engine, transmission, all the way down to the wheels. If you get something, for example, C code, it's something to do with chassis, steering or suspension, you know, related things. You can get something with B codes, something related to the body, maybe sensor of the door is not working correctly, you're going to get that kind of code. And new codes, you know, that's on things such as networking, maybe, you know, one module not communicating with another one. Modules is basically these little computers in the vehicle that are controlling specific aspects of the vehicle. And they can tell you that. So when you get that information, you type it in Google. There's even a lot of information out there, people, you know, discussing who have maybe also have been getting the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they can also tell you with this type of problem, usually how much it costs to be fixed. So you do your homework like that, and then when you decide to take the vehicle for actual fixing, you have at least some background. If a mechanic is telling you something else, you know, you can also kind of counter-argue be able not to be robbed. So that's now on the vehicle side of things. Mm. Cell phone, probably there are also ways, but that's not an area. I'm sure also that if you go like on online, you know, and just a good one also to start from is just YouTube. You know, type in the problem you are seeing with your phone. Yeah. You can everybody discuss it. You know, the likelihood that that there's someone else who have gone through the same problem is pretty high. You know, they'll probably tell you some of it too is just something you can fix yourself.
Yeah.
You know, So that's only I think that trust can be there between the two, because if the service providers or mechanics, they know that the community also know what's going on, they'll be more honest, you know, when you take your device or your vehicle for them to fix it. They will tell you that, oh, okay, this is what's going on, and, you know, only then. But the problem usually is if that information is only one-sided, if you leave it only in the service provider or the mechanic, the pros, and you don't do the homework, then that's where trouble comes, because then you know you're either at mercy of giving you correct information or in charging you the correct amount. So that's what I think, you know, can help people.
All right. Thank you very much, Bo.
All right. Thank you.
Right, so you, like he said, look, you also need to do your homework as a customer. You need to do your homework as a customer and understanding the features, the type of, if you are buying a Ford Ranger, whatever model, can you research about it, understand it? You know, if you are buying an iPhone, whatever, can you research it, understand it first? What are the pros? What are the cons? When, you know, what happens when, what are the features? I remember when I was, you know, when we were getting, I was told to find a keyboard, music keyboard for you know, a certain church organization. By that time, of course, it was 2015, when you had the PSRS 950 being discontinued from the market. Then, you know, there were new others, 770s. It took almost 3 months just reading up, just understanding what are the features of this keyboard. Then, of course, when it was recommended and the people who came to use it were already, you know, and they already understood, they were already having the manual. They were already reading the manual, so they understood perfectly how to use it and the features. And if you have a car, you also need to be reading. So what is this, code? What does it mean? Even on the computer, if it gives you an error code, why don't you Google to say, look, this error code, if you research it, it will give you, this is a problem and this is a solution for this problem. This is a problem. This is an error code, and the error code is caused by this, and this is how you fix it. So that you may not get to the point to the person who say, no, it's a Microsoft Word. I've removed it and I put a new one, 600. Because you don't know, you are going to pay 600. Well, the person they just checked. Say, no, this is a 32-bit. Let me just remove it and put a 64-bit in and then charge them 600. Then you are paying for even a trial software, but because you don't understand, you pay. But if you have done your homework, you realize that this guy does not know what he's talking about. He's actually somebody who's trying to be an opportunist here. He just want to go and drink a Coke, and he want me to be the sponsor. So you avoid being robbed because you understand. You avoid being robbed because you understand. When you understand, even though you can't fix, you are able then to choose whom you listen to, because you have the information. You cannot just fix. You have the information. My thing is doing this. You are able to explain. And the right information that you give to somebody also, means that you might get the correct solution, because you have the right problem. It's like going to the hospital and you don't know how you feel, and let the doctor find out. They might find out other things, cure other things that are not, they might find that you are having, they might give you other, they might find other problems that are not really major. But if you go to the doctor and you explain, say, doctor, I feel this A, B, C, D, E. Oh, the doctor say, okay, we do, we find out, and they give you the correct prescription. We give you a prescription. It's not a way where you go to a person where somebody's trying to prophesy your problem, and tell you are a soccer player while you have never played soccer. So you go to an issue where you are able to explain. When you explain, and you have done your homework, even the person that is going to fix your car said, here I stand no chance to be dishonest, because I will be exposed, because this guy knows, he understands cars. So this guy understands the problem of a phone, because what is the problem of the phone? You say, you already got directly, my phone has this problem, do you have this? Can you replace, do you have this part? So this person stands no chance to rob you, because he knows what you exactly want. So that's where most people who fix, they will say, no, look, I cannot fix this. It's beyond my ability. But most of us will say, I can fix it. And then it goes it comes to you dead, it comes back more dead. Right, we are going for a break, and I will come and say my goodbye after a short break. Of course, hang in there. And Dwight is here also, so he will take you through some business branding news.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at VMMC Namibia.
Enjoy a Toffel Radler. Enjoy Toffel Radlers for a year. Oh yeah. Wanna be extra? Make your summer extra and win 20,000 Namibia dollars and Toffel Radler for an entire year. Or swap for grabs, instant airtime, and a weekly cash prize. To enter, simply buy a Toffel Radler and SMS the code under your ring pull or bottle cap to 22000. Terms and conditions apply. SMS costs 1 Namibia dollar. Competition ends on 31 May 2022. Keep the ring pull or bottle cap as proof of entry. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile.
Right, have you taken a computer to a computer repair? Have you taken it half dead and it comes back more dead? That's what we are talking about. Because somebody is not telling you that, you know, is not telling you that they are not able to fix. Have you ever had a leaking tap and call somebody to come and fix it and cause a flood or a tsunami in the house? Yeah, that's what we are talking about, that if you are not able to fix something, say you can't. You gain more trust to people, and the day you come and say you can, they will trust you because the other time you told them you can't. So with those few words, of course, internationally, there is a problem. You know, there is a problem of trust between technology vendors and the technology users. They actually think that people who fix are just like prophets and witch doctors. They tell you problems that don't exist. And so when you go to them, you have never played soccer, but somebody saying he saw you playing soccer in, you know. So those are the things, but there's a way to fix it. Customers also, you know, do your homework on your gadget that you have. Understand it, read it. Some of us have bought things. You don't even know where the manual book of what you have bought is. Mm-hmm. So how do you understand the device? You learn as you go. Learning as you go is good, but it is good to read up on something. If you are buying a car, take months to understand the type of car, the model of a car, the pros and the cons, the benefits that it is coming to bring. Don't just buy a car to drive. And don't just be driving. Check on your dashboard. There might be some messages, some error codes there. So it will help you. And if before you go to a repair, read. Then you are able to understand, to avoid being taken advantage of. Dwight.
Franz.
Yes.
Yes, it's a good one that you actually spoke about.
Right.
You know, your laptop being half dead and comes back even more dead.
I mean, you just took it for somebody to just put in an antivirus because you can't do it yourself.
Mm.
It comes back, it's not switching on.
And it's actually a good analysis you give there, because so many times here in Namibia I've heard horror stories of people taking a cell phone to be repaired. I ask them, why do you want the cell phone to be repaired? Because it's not born out of whether the cell phone cannot be repaired. Anything can be repaired. It's usually the skill level or the experience or the knowledge that we, you and I, know of here in Namibia of what the horror stories about the devices have been.
No, look, let me tell you something. I googled, I had my phone, a problem.
Mm.
with a speaker when somebody called and we couldn't hear each other. So I was Googling and I read a lot about it. So I went to the shop, repair shop in town, and somebody tell me, it's an icy what that need to be shouldered in. Then I said, oh, wait a minute, I'm coming back now. So I called this other guy and they said, no, it's not. You see, I because I already knew what the problem was. So I went to this guy. He said, the guy was actually surprised for, you know, to be told, no, I need this part in my phone. Can you fix it? Then he fixed it. Until those guys who take other people's things took my phone. It was fine. So had I not been rating, I could have paid the $1,000 that was going to be charged by that guy, the other guy.
And then he would probably have been fixing something else that was not broken in the phone.
You see, it's like going to a prophet where they tell you other problems that you did not come for. When you have a major problem that is... Because letting people that doing the diagnosis themselves is dangerous because you also need to read up and understand so that you are able to, you know, argue with somebody who is fixing your car or your phone or somebody that is fixing your tap or... You know?
But it's actually good, Franz. It's actually good. But yeah.
Right. Dwight, let me leave you. And of course, continue with your show.
No problem.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital at omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.